USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Residents in Mississippi are dealing with massive floods due to a record-setting amount of rain and rising river waters. Governor Tate Reeves declaring a state of emergency over the weekend in preparation of the floods. The state's Pearl River is expected to crest at over 35 feet Monday, which is just under the major flood stage of 36 feet. There are fewer people in the United States living paycheck to paycheck. A new report from Lending Club shows 59% of adults felt they were stretched too thin in July. That's down slightly from June, but the survey notes workers earning less than $50,000 a year are being hit the hardest by inflation. President Biden is back in Washington, D.C. at the White House after spending the majority of August on vacation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Military leaders are continuing to focus on violence in Libya.
Violence between militias backed by Libya's rival governments have killed at least 32 people and wounded 159 more. The fighting in Libya's capital, Tripoli, on Saturday was the worst there in 2 years and has raised fears the country could plunge back into a full-blown war. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Many people with long-haul COVID complain of fatigue, brain fog, and breathing problems months after testing negative. Getting more rest often helps, but nutrition can play an important role as well. COVID rehabilitation experts at the Mayo Clinic and Boston University both recommend a Mediterranean diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and olive oil, plus chicken and fish. They warn that red meat, sugar, and processed foods can worsen inflammation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
At least 3 high school students have died this summer in Hays County, Texas, from suspected fentanyl poisoning. Hays County School Superintendent Dr. Eric Wright reminds everyone.
It's all about education and letting them know that no matter where you attempt to purchase illegal drugs, you have an opportunity to buy a pill that may be laced with fentanyl and it may be the end of your life.
He says some of his schools are now offering the opioid overdose treatment Narcan. The Drug Enforcement Administration warns that counterfeit illegal pills are increasingly being sold under drug names like Xanax and Adderall. Earlier this month, the White House announced that the United States had killed the leader of Al-Qaeda in Kabul, Afghanistan. Appearing on Fox News, Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says she's concerned that the United States is more vulnerable without U.S. troops in the region.
We've already seen that Al-Qaeda is colluding with the Taliban in Afghanistan. We just saw a strike several weeks ago, which took out the leader of Al-Qaeda as he was sipping coffee on his veranda in downtown Kabul.
The head of the Washington Commanders says a running back who was shot in the back is in a really good place. That update came from Ron Rivera after Brian Robinson was shot during an attempted carjacking or robbery in Washington, D.C. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.